We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobanka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
You guys know there's an NHL hockey game going on right now? I'm watching it on NHL Network. This is actual regular season NHL hockey. It is underway as of right now.
Really? Who's playing?
It's the Devils and the Sabres. They are in Prague, which is Czechoslovakia, the last I checked. But I haven't checked since like 1985. I think it has been a couple of new names since then. I think we did an entire segment on this. Yeah, there's hockey going on right now. And the season's underway. How about that?
The Panthers have – I never would stop on a hockey game until the Panthers started getting good and whooping ass. Now I stop on hockey games.
It's pretty cool. Season is underway. Solana looks like he still doesn't believe me that there's actual hockey going on right now.
Doesn't make any sense. Like, the season should start with the defending champions and the Florida Panthers hosting the Boston Bruins. That should be the game that everybody would tune into to kick off the hockey season. NHL getting cutesy, though, like the MLB did.
Well, they've been doing this every year, though. You don't want to have the Stanley Cup champions play, you know, in a foreign country. Remember the Panthers played a couple games in Finland several years ago?
Yeah.
They start the season in a different country, and right now it's first intermission, and the New Jersey Devils are up 2-0 on the Buffalo Sabres from Prague. How about that?
Did Roger Goodell start this? The international series.
Yeah, thing? I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Might as well broaden your fan base. Why not?
Bro, one more ticket sold, one more fan got, you're good to go. More money.
So are we going to see, that was not my intention to start Football Friday with a Sabres-Devils first intermission update, but it is regular season hockey underway. Are we going to see Teron Armstead and Odell Beckham on Sunday? This is what I'm seeing from the beat writers. Solana, correct me if I'm wrong. They're both, I think, going to play. That's a game changer for me. I'm being totally honest. Those two guys, I think you have a legit threat now at the third receiver slot. Someone that at least the defense has to worry about. And if Teron Armstead is out there, that's a huge deal for Snoop Huntley. For any quarterback, you know, who's taking the ball for the Dolphins.
Yes.
But if those two guys are out there, I'm leaning towards a little Dolphins dub on Sunday.
I don't know about that, Hawk. You're right. Teron Armstead changes the game for the Dolphins. Because you're talking about for Snoop Huntley or, you know, whoever the hell is the quarterback. But for the scheme, now Mike McDaniel knows he can call stuff to the left, and Armstead can get out there. Armstead can get a scoop block. He can get that defensive end pinned in. It's just we've dealt with this with Teron for his entire career. If he's playing, he's great. If he's not, now we're it's a gigantic drop off to his backups. And Odell Beckham Jr. Hall, we brought you up yesterday talking about it because you're very high on OBJ.
I want to bet the overs if there are any.
Hawk, I'm in prove it mode with OBJ right now.
You should be.
Injury after injury after injury. You know what I'm saying, Hawk?
But what do you think the overs will be? 14 and a half yards?
No, I think his name inflates him past 14 yards.
Well, I thought that was his name doing that, because anyone else coming off this many weeks off and whatever, I don't even think they'd have a prop bet. He may not. Is he officially playing Solana?
I have not seen that. I did see Raheem Mostert say that he is planning on playing, and I know Tron Armstead and OBJ are tracking towards playing, but I haven't seen any official word yet.
No, I haven't seen that either. I saw that they were tracking towards. I didn't know if it was official.
It's likely, though. OBJ, full practice Wednesday, full practice yesterday, and Mike McDaniel spoke today. Like, it's likely he's going to play. And Tron Armstead, he wasn't hurt this time. I mean, he's always hurt, but he just has a clear concussion protocol. He already missed a game for it. Him and Kendall Fuller practiced fully yesterday as well. So I would imagine those guys are locks also. Raheem Mostert being back is huge.
Yep.
Raheem Mostert being back is bigger than Odell Beckham.
Yes, I would give you that.
Did you see
Devon Achane's numbers?
Hawk, you telling
on
me
Monday
you
night?
You telling me you don't need 1.5 a carry? If we had 8 downs, we'd have a first down every time.
If they double his carries, he's going to have 30 yards on the ground.
20 carries.
Just by math. That's the way that it would work out. He would have 30 yards on the ground.
Raheem Mostert is the biggest question mark, I think, offensively, that you need to worry about. Because he's really going to move the needle. Odell Beckham, the third receiver.
Well, and Teron Armstead. Teron Armstead goes to Snoop Huntley and he says, hey, you don't have to worry about this side.
I got you.
Like, literally, because he was getting... You know, he didn't know sometimes when stuff was. You don't have to worry about this side.
But to that point, so Odell Beckham comes back. Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill are already upset at their targets and their production. There's no way Mike McDaniel says, hey, I need to get Odell the ball.
Oh,
no, you need to get Tyreek the ball.
Agreed. I'm not suggesting that. What I'm suggesting is the stats, and I don't have them in front of me, but the stats of when a Dolphins quarterback throws to someone other than Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle, it's a ridiculously low conversion number. Yeah. And for ridiculously low yardage, again, Snoop Huntley had like 2 passes to, was it Tanner Connor? Remember at the end of the game when Tennessee wasn't even playing defense, you know, they couldn't win and they were just racking up some yards. I'm just saying it would be nice. They obviously look for a third receiver every now and then, but the third receiver hasn't been able to do anything.
Yeah.
And so I'm just saying by kind of just the way that I've watched the season through the 4 weeks, he's going to grab a couple of balls and then he's Odell Beckham.
I thought that was Jonnu Smith. Let me recalibrate. Let me recalibrate and see if it is Odell. But yeah, to your point, we got to find that third guy, but it's, the emphasis this week should be to run the ball and then utilize Waddle and Tyreek. I think
run the ball if Mostert's out there. You can't do it in that fashion if it's Achane. He's not that kind of back.
Yes, and I hope that McDaniel has not got much sleep. He needs to be sleep-deprived. Sleep-deprived. Sunday at 1 in New England, I want him to look tired. I need bags under his eyes. I need you to be up watching film and figuring this thing out, Mike.
I want to look at Mike McDaniel and wonder, how did Jimmy get on the field? That's what I like. That's how I want Mike McDaniel to look. No offense, Jimmy, because you look good, but not as good as Mike McDaniel.
I'll be wondering why I'm on the field.
All right. Fair enough. Well, I'll be wondering why you're on the field. Anyway,
I'll throw Jimmy a screen. See what happens.
We have a lot to get to today. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us. We'll talk some Canes, Cal, and give him some lines to work in. Lee Sterling is going to join us, give us some winners, hopefully. By the way, a little note here, Heat fans, I talk about the NHL season is underway right now. I'm watching it. Heat fans, this Monday, the Heat host their annual Red, White, and Pink game sponsored by Baptist Health Miami Cancer Institute. You know, it's an exhibition game. Everyone on the roster plays, and it's a fun night. Tickets are $7 each. Proceeds benefit care and research at the Baptist Health Miami Cancer Institute. So if you want more info and you want to buy tickets, go to heat.com/tickets, heat.com/tickets. Speaking of the Heat, we played some. I was off yesterday, but on Wednesday, New Jersey Devils just scored. If you're interested in the NHL season, they're up 3-0. We played some of Solana's media day questions on Wednesday. I don't think we'll have a chance to get to them today, but then I think the Dolphins go on a bye week, and we'll have some time next week, the next couple of weeks, to play more of Solana's moments asking some of our show questions. But he tweeted out this morning video of him asking Spo about seeing Step Brothers. And I retweeted it and I said, this is why Spo should be named Coach of the Year right now, before the season starts. He's never seen Step Brothers, and I wish I could say that. And he considers Fletch to be a classic. And of course, I'd do the same. Well, I got a tweet from Giselle at Channel 6.
Mm-hmm.
Giselle Espinales says, I've never seen Step Brothers.
Giselle.
Well, warm my heart, right?
Giselle.
Warm my heart. And I said, thank God, and don't ever see it. Don't waste your time. Well, then I get a tweet from Amy Audibert, and she says, but there's so much room for activities, which is a line from Step Brothers.
Because they made the bunk bed. Amy!
So I tweet Amy, and I'm like, please tell me you don't love this movie, because I might have to ban her from the show.
Oh, Canada.
And then Will Manso chimes in. Will Manso, Giselle's husband, Fletch is an absolute classic. I've never seen Step Brothers. So now,
Giselle and Will ain't got cable.
I just love Giselle and Will even more, if I didn't already. And now I've got a whole bunch of questions about Amy Audibert, because I thought Canadians were too smart to like Step Brothers. Like, I assumed that Canadians were just smarter than that, but man, now I'm questioning her.
Amy's so smart.
Man.
Hey man, when's Will's birthday? Let's get Giselle and Will a cable box.
You want to ruin their birthday with Step Brothers?
No, I want them to get a cable box. Because how have you not seen Step Brothers? Been out 12 years, something 15
wish
years.
Wish I never had. Let's get a quick look at the headlines. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us. By the way, one more thing. QAM has partnered with Mobile Mike Media Relations, the Florida Highway Patrol, the Global Empowerment Mission, and multiple law enforcement agencies to coordinate a Hurricane Helene relief effort to support our Florida neighbors. So today, if you can, please stop by the shops at Pembroke Gardens and make a donation. If you want to know what you can donate, what they're looking for, go to WQAM.com. We appreciate your support. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Take it easy.
What was that?
That's Crowder's dog.
Oh, what? I didn't have the video up because I was reading the liner. Look at you.
This is crazy.
You don't strike me as the guy who would have the dog on your lap guy.
Yeah.
Look at this little rat that is in the house right now.
You can't fool us. You love that dog. All that bluster. You love that dog. You're doing the show with a doggie on your lap.
The kids,
you're
the
adorable.
Kids, the kids and Asia weren't home, so he came in the office with me, and now the kids and Asia got home, and he barked to get out of the office because he hates me and I hate him.
Man, when I got home from Philly yesterday, Rocky must have meowed hello 150 times. It was so nice. It was so heartwarming. He showed up right at the foot of the stairs, right on the landing, and it was just meow after meow. It was great. Peed all over the house to let us know that he was still there and okay.
Mm-hmm. He was hungry. I saw a comedian guy say that animals are their best friend. Animals are hostages. You feed
you've
them
got
and
the food.
You feed them, but you keep them inside. If you let Rocky go, he's going to run away.
Oh no, I know what's best for him.
Take Rocky down out of your building, put him on the road, and walk away. He's not going to sit at that door. He's going to go live life.
Mm-mm.
And pets are hostages.
I gave him a fob for the building. He goes out all the time, comes right back in. He fobs all the way up to the floor.
207, man. Push the button.
That's the first time I've ever seen Crowder's dog, by the way. We've been doing this show, you guys virtually.
Because he always maintains said he hates the dog, so I figure he's never around the dog. But now we know that he does the show with the dog on his lap.
Yeah, the whole time.
You probably fly with him, too, when you're doing pivot stuff. You're the guy who brings the dog on the plane.
He's adorable.
He really is cute. What's his name?
Nino Brown.
Nino Brown. What was that, New Jack City?
Yeah.
That's great.
You okay, Nino? See how scared he looks? I know. We're not friends.
Give him a treat.
Let him out.
Give him a treat.
Let him out. You know Crowder got treats in his pocket.
Yeah.
Why are you touching me? Hey.
It's like that DraftKings commercial with Shaq and Kevin Hart or FanDuel, whatever it is. You know you got the butterscotch candies in your pocket.
Hey, beat it.
Hawk, there's NHL regular season hockey right now, as you mentioned. Did you know there's also preseason basketball happening right now as well?
I was aware of that.
The Celtics are playing the Nuggets. They're playing in Abu Dhabi right now.
Abu Dhabi. Mm.
Yeah. Games in the fourth.
But it's preseason.
Preseason.
Yeah.
Heat kickoff. You betcha.
They better stay on their P's, and they stay on their P's and Q's over there now.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, people ask me to go with him.
You know what happened to Squana's dad in Qatar?
I'm telling you, people ask me to take vacations with him. I said, I don't think I'm a guy for Abu Dhabi. I think, yeah, I'll be in jail forever.
No, I'm not.
Let's go over there, Hawk.
Yeah, I think you'll fare better than I will.
Let's do a couple shows.
Guys, so Kirk Cousins... Enough said. Like, is the prime Kirk Cousins good now? Like, what the hell happened last night? 509 yards?
That was wild, man. So, you want to know what my bets were? I had Tampa Bay plus 2.5, which I was counting the money. But I had a bigger bet. I bet Tampa Bay team total over 20.5. That cashed in the first half. Yeah. That was my big bet for the night. Cashed in the first half, and then I was certain that they were going to cover the 2.5 because they were going to win the game. All they had to do, you know, they had the ball. This keeps getting for I understand what Kirk Cousins did and then drove them all the way down the field. They scored a touchdown in overtime. Tampa had the ball at like Atlanta's 30-yard line with about a minute 40 left, and they went minus 15 yards and use 6 seconds.
It's crazy.
I hate when teams do that. They're like, we're happy to just give you the ball here and see what you can do. And it just drives me crazy.
Yeah, it backfired. And it's funny because, like you said, Todd Bowles, a friend of mine, played for him. Raheem Morris, like I know Raheem, been to his house and all. We've told the story. Todd mismanaged that game. They mismanaged that. You're talking about in the fourth quarter? They mismanaged that fourth quarter, and it's part of that where the preparation all through the week with the head coach, that's one thing. The time management, it's what Mario Cristobal was criticized for. Fourth quarter decision-making, time management. That's the thing the head coaches have to figure out.
All you need is a first down. Your offense has been humming. Just get a first down.
Oh, run the ball. Let Baker do play action. Like, it was – I was watching, like, oh, I know what's about to happen. Oh, that's not what y'all are about to do?
Yeah,
y'all are crazy. And Kirk, that was – speaking of Will Ferrell, that was, like, old school. I think he blanked out and just woke up after the game.
No chance he remembers a yard of the 509.
509? That
wild.
Was wild.
Yeah, he set a franchise record. For the Falcons in passing.
They dogged Matt Ryan on Matt Ryan's night. They put Matt Ryan in the Falcons Hall of Honor or whatever it is, and he held the record. And Kirk was like, yeah, nah, Jack.
Damn, this whole backup quarterback got to be pretty good thing is backfiring on IS, ain't it? Goodness gracious. Kurt's doing Kurt. Pat's winning. My goodness. Flacco is 117.
Go Flacco. He's unbelievable. Winning.
Good grief.
Dolphins play on Sunday. They're in New England. Hurricanes are at Cal tomorrow night. Drink some coffee at around 7 p.m. Stay up 10:30 p.m. Panthers, they have their final preseason game tomorrow versus the Kings. They're playing in Quebec City at the Videotron Center. And Inter Miami plays at Toronto tomorrow. So a couple of our squads north of the border. Plus AL and NLDS action begins tomorrow. I'll get into all that later. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now in South Florida. Rain again. We had dodged it for a couple days, but my entire drive in was a monsoon. So drive safely, South Florida. That's your weather.
Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us in the next segment. He is in California already for the Canes game tomorrow, so we'll talk some Canes with him.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bad Bunny, da-da-ya.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's a Football Friday. NHL started today. We got action, Jack. The NASCAR playoffs, Crowder, are set for Homestead Miami Speedway at the end of October, and you could win a four-pack of tickets to see it all unfold. If you want to enter, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can register to win right there. And by the way, if you want to purchase tickets, you can do so at HomesteadMiamiSpeedway.com. Just a lot going on, man, in the world of sports. I really do feel like, and we're going to talk some Canes here with Don Bailey Jr., but back to the Dolphins for a second. I really do feel like the Dolphins are going to win Sunday. I just feel like that I'm going to give McDaniel a mulligan for the last 2.5 games, and I'm going to say he's got it together, and Teron Armstead, I'm assuming, is going to be back, and Odell Beckham's going to be out there, and Raheem Mostert. And I just feel like this is shaping up to be a nice dub on Sunday.
I hope so. Because the Patriots, they want to drag us into the mud. And I hope I hope McDaniel knows that they're not trying to make this a 30-28 game. They want to make this a low-scoring, ugly, nasty game because they're struggling at quarterback offensively as well. We're not great offensively, and they're right there with us. So I'm interested to see how this plays out.
I think I read the Patriots, because we average, I think, 12 points a game, and they average 13 points a game, something like that. Like, it is the two lowest scoring teams in the league. That's why the over-under is set at 36.
That's why Gibson and Ramon, oh, yeah, you weren't here yesterday. We're arguing about who's going to get the most carries for the Patriots, Hawk. You would have killed yourself, but.
What did you have, Guzio filled in? I thought it was Appel yesterday.
Oh, no, Stevenson, he's been fumbling, so Gibson's going to get the carries. Yeah, we had a segment like that. But it's not going to be a sexy game we watch on Sunday. I'm telling y'all that now.
We're just trying to get connected with Don Bailey Jr. because he is in California, but we have him now. By the way, before we talk to DBJ here, if you're looking for some Canes gear for tomorrow or future games, and listen, I mean, it's kind of a special season. Or if you're looking for Dolphins merch still, check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's. Check out all the gear online at caneswear.com. Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call tomorrow, late night, 10:30 p.m. kickoff against ACC rival, the California Golden Bears. Huh?
What?
What? DBJ's out there now. How's California, DBJ?
It always treats me good out here now. I enjoy it. I kept Priscilla and I came out early, so we're heading into the city right now. We're heading to the team hotel right now.
When did the team go in? Yesterday?
They went out Thursday, yes. Yeah,
yeah, okay. Because you got to get acclimated.
Good idea. Get acclimated a little bit.
But DBJ, does that help one night? Is that acclimation? I've done it both ways. I've been out there on a Thursday for a Sunday game, and I've also went out there Saturday for a Sunday game. It's like, just go play ball, take some Red Bull, get you a couple Viking, and then you'll be ready to roll.
I'm with you on that, bro. I think that's the recipe.
I'm not the Vicodin, DBJ. You're not with them on the Vicodin.
Well, I mean, I kind of let that slide. I didn't want to bring up his bad days, but I take some Advil and Red Bull it up, and especially at halftime. I think that's the big key, is the second half. Yeah. The second half is about 1:30 in the morning or 1 o'clock in the morning, so that might be a little bit of a trouble.
I do want to talk about Canes and Cal, but I just want to go back to last Friday for a second. Are you over it? Because we haven't spoken to you. Are you like that was one of the wildest fourth quarters that I have ever watched as a Hurricanes fan, from the Restrepo catch to the push pass from Cam Ward to the Hail Mary at the end by Vatek, and then the call, the overturn of the call. It was one of the wildest fourth quarters I've ever sat through. How do you feel about it a week later?
I'll tell you this. I did not realize.
Where are you going, In-N-Out Burger? The lady taking you right to In-N-Out Burger?
No, actually, my wife's driving me to yoga class right now. No, I'm kidding. You know, I didn't realize how emotional that game was or how exhausting it was until Tuesday came and I was walking around like a zombie. I mean, that game was tough, man. And it was exciting, though. And I got to tell you, the play of the day for me was Elijah Arroyo and him making that tackle on saving the game, really, on that interception. So it was interesting to see that game. But it was emotional, and I'm glad the officials got it right, guys.
DBG, I want to ask you about, you're talking about, I don't know if you're talking about the last play, but that was my next question, was everybody keeps asking me, you know, people want to talk about, the ACC called somebody to let them know that Miami should win this one. DBG, my take on that is that ball was moving. There was 17 guys laying on the ground with their backs out of bounds. Right. Nobody caught that ball. That's what I was telling people all week. What's your take on that last play?
Channing, exactly the same. You know, I let Joe go ahead and handle all that stuff and let him formulate his vision and translate it to the listening audience. I'm standing there, and where our box is, we're pretty much sitting right on top of it. And I couldn't and then I'm watching the replays, every angle. I couldn't see a catch. Nobody had the ball. Nobody had the football. And I think that, you know, it's fortunate Miami ended up standing up with it. But as far as the actual play itself, I saw no catch.
Yeah, I think most people are in agreement. I think you'd have seen a lot more outrage across the nation if that looked like a ripoff at the end. I don't think it should have been called a catch, but they did get it right at the end. So anyway, Canes are undefeated. All I know about Cal is that they lost to FSU, but they were undefeated before they lost to FSU. So what do we know about this Cal Berkeley team?
That they should not have lost FSU. This should be 2-5-0 teams. I mean, they gave up 7 sacks against Florida State. Their field goal kicker, I think, missed 2 or 3 kicks. They couldn't score a touchdown. It was uncharacteristic how they played that game prior to what I'd seen before they got to Tallahassee. And you know, I spent enough time watching them this week. Is they're a pretty darn good football team. This is as far as if their offense is clicking. This defense is as good a defense as they play, probably more athletic than Virginia Tech, maybe not as productive in a lot of areas, but more athletic. They do a good job chasing the quarterback around. They do get sacks. They lead the nation in takeaways, and that's always my concern. You know, you go into a football game like we saw against Virginia Tech, and you turn a football over 3 times, you're putting yourself in a position to lose the football game.
And DBJ, what are they going to capitalize? We know the whole phrase copycat league, but I just saw, I would say in the VTech game, I think the guys, the little guys, the DBs versus receivers, receivers versus DBs, especially offensively, like the VTech DBs were playing ball. Is there something where Cal is now going to see something Virginia Tech did and try to take advantage of it? And Mario's not dumb. Mario has to fix this.
You know, I think that the thing that Cal's going to do, because they beat Cam Ward last year. You know, he played against them last year. He threw for almost 400 yards, but he turned the football over a couple times, and it was a long day. But they have experience with him. I think that the Cal defense is going to really try and hit him and ding him as much as they can and get him on the ground. I think quarterback pressure is the key. I think that you learned a lot of that last week against Virginia Tech. And the Miami defense, they've got to make sure. I think they can get a couple takeaways. I think if they play the game the way that they should in the secondary, they can get a couple takeaways. But I'll say this. Those wide receivers that Cal has, those guys are big. I mean, they got a 6'4 guy, a 6'2 guy, and the quarterback is accurate, and he does a very, very good job. He does a very good job of making sure that he moves the pocket enough to where he doesn't get affected. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge for the Miami defense. This team, you know, for people in South Florida, we have no idea what this team's about. And I really didn't either until this past week. And I will say this, though, they can play football. And if Miami does not do what they're supposed to do and try and give the game away, they'll give it away and Cal will take it.
You will hear the game here tomorrow night. Pregame begins at 6 p.m. And then Don Bailey Jr., Joe Zagacki, Josh Darrow on the call. 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. You will hear the game here on 560 QAM. So last week, DBJ, you worked two lines into the broadcast, right? And I thought you did a good job, but not a great job. Do you know why?
I'm not, because I didn't get all four in, or because of the performance of the two? No, I don't know why.
Yeah, it was the performance of, what was the song? Why am I drawing a blank on it? Life is a Highway. Do you have that, Solana? Do you have what we gave him and then what he did? We gave you Life is a Highway from Tom Cochran. Yeah. Life is a highway. Here we have it. Life is a highway. I will ride it all night long. Life is a highway. I want to ride it all night long. Here's what Don Bailey Jr. did during the broadcast.
Do you want the whole clip here, Hawk, or just what he did?
Yeah, play the whole clip so you hear a little bit of Joe, and then, you know, it works into DBJ.
Let's see what Shannon Dawson can draw up here. He drops some magic on a 3rd and 8 from the 17-yard line of Virginia Tech going into the west end zone. Warden is the motion man. Ward to throw. Look out. Gets away from one. He's going to run. He's at the 5-yard line. 4-3-2-1. Touchdown! Touchdown! Cam Ward runs it in from 17 yards out. It's a moment of Cam Ward magic. And Miami is right back into it. 27-23 with 2:18 to go in the third quarter.
I say if Ward is a highway, we should ride it all night long. He maneuvers into the secondary.
That's not the song. And Cam Ward is not a highway.
I don't know what inspired me to do that. I really don't. I was overtaken by the game, I guess. I really don't. I really
remember
don't know.
A few seasons ago, you were doing that a lot, and we said to you, "Hey, stop! Just go all in. Like, go all in. Do the line. And if you can't fit the line, don't fit the line. And then, you know, because you're middling it there. Like, you're trying to give us the line, but you don't want to annoy Joe or something there. I don't know what's going on. But Cam Ward's not a highway."
Yeah, well, if he was, you know, we'd ride it all night long if he was.
Well, now that you put it that way, I take it back. I take the criticism back. I hadn't thought it out.
If he was. I mean, you know, I'll try and work on it. But if he was a highway, we are riding it if he's a highway.
Yeah, that's true. Now that you bring it up, I take it back. I take back the criticism. A plus. Friday night. All right, so we have songs. We have songs for you this week. That all have to do with California, since you guys are out in California, and that's a huge rival for us here at UM. I mean, we've been waiting for this for years. So the first one that we have is the Beach Boys. I'm sure you're familiar with the Beach Boys. You probably know what song this is. This is California, California Girls.
I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they
I wish they all could be. I wish they all could be. I wish they all could be California girls.
Perfect. I like it. I like it. Right. I'll try not to middle that one.
Yeah, I mean, that one, you got to go all the way in on that one. You got to
go all the way in.
Joe, maybe you'll point out a good-looking girl there in the stands, and then you do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think we're safe. I mean, I'm not telling you Joe doesn't look, but I'm not. Joe's not going to point it out and start talking about it. Believe me.
Now, there's a Katy Perry song called California Girls as well. You may not know the title, but I bet you'll know the song. Here's a line from the Katy Perry song. California girls were unforgettable. Daisy Dukes, bikinis on top. California girls, we're unforgettable. Daisy Dukes, bikinis on top.
I've not heard that, but I'm a big Daisy Duke fan, so that'll work. That's good. We can get a little Daisy Duke in there.
All right, yeah. Now, all right, we're cooking with fire here. I like what's going on. Now, you familiar with LL Cool J, Going Back to Cali? Remember this song?
Going Back to Cali. Yes, of course.
Yeah, all right. Play the clip for him, Solana. Going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love
it. All right.
Making it well. This, I hope we get a big lead, guys. A big lead to get all this in. You saw how it is in a tight game.
Bikinis on top.
Daisy,
oh my God.
He's on
Daisy Duke.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. I salute them. One more, the Eagles. Actually, we have two more. Here's the Eagles with Hotel California. Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place. Such a lovely place. Such a lovely face. Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place. Such a lovely place. Such a lovely face.
You're going into my era now. See, that's how
I'm giving you some I'm running some wheel routes for you. Pad your stats.
There you go. There you go. oh, my God.
You familiar with Dr. Dre? A little California love?
Let me hear it first, and I'll tell you if I'm familiar with it.
All right. California. That's what I want you to do. California love.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm sure I can make it sound just like that.
Yeah, that one's easy. Sure. Play it for him one more time there, Solon. This
one
one's
more
really
time.
Easy.
Yeah, put it in my head. California love.
Easy.
Easy. Easy as it gets.
I'll throw you one more, just in case you can't.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, just in case you can't master that one, I know you saw Beverly Hills Cop, Beverly Hills, California, Axel F., one of the most recognizable instrumentals of our time. Just knock this out. That's it.
Now, you know, after all these years, how bad I am at instrumentals. You know, I would say it's my weak point, not my strong point. But for you guys, I'll try anything. You know that.
I think we gave you six good ones there. If you can knock three of those out, you'll have done. Yeah, Solana just texted me. We can revisit the 1,000 miles clip from Vanessa Carlton. No, thank you. But he did Mission Impossible once. He did Mission Impossible once. That was good. That was a good instrumental.
Yeah, that's a good instrumental.
Don Bailey Jr. Enjoy California, DBJ.
All right, guys. See you.
See you, man. DBJ is in California. You can listen to the game here tomorrow. Kickoff is 10:30. Pregame starts at 6 p.m.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Let's go, baby.
Dun, 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 dun. Hawk and Crowder.